Welcome to Bubbles and Books, a podcast about two of the best things in life, books and champagne. Brought to you by Amanda and Ellen, co-owners of your local independent bookstore, Dog Ear Books in Amazon.
First, give me a cheers.
Cheers. And books are sexy. Hi, welcome to Bubbles and Books.
It's time to get the bubbles open.
We're joined with one of our very favorite people. Bye. We are joined by one of our favorite people.
One of the most original dog-eared books fans.
Super fans.
She's a super fan, and she was so committed to being our friend from the very beginning that she is a pod. Have you been on podcasts before?
Not this one.
Oh, welcome. Yeah, she has her own dog-eared books adjacent podcast and is a super leader of our most popular book club, Between the Covers.
Between the Covers.
Because sexy things happen between the covers.
One of the original book clubs.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome, Deanne.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Or as my daughter would say when she was little, would you like to enjoin us?
Enjoin us. Yes, enjoin us. Deanne, you are a super reader. On average, how many books would you say you read a year?
About 150.
Yeah. So, whoa, everyone just take a moment. And what percentage of those would you say are romances?
Probably about 50%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're always like, you have like a good pulse on romance too, because you're always like pre-ordering romance books. Like I notice all the time, like when a new romance comes out, it usually has your name tag to it.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's good. No, we do the Between the Covers selection about 6 months in advance. So there are a number of ones that don't get selected.
Yeah.
And so I order them.
Because you read every, like, you're not going to miss a romance.
Yeah. Just because we don't pick it, I still have to have it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't pick them all. There's lots of good ones.
Right. There's usually two or three for every month. And, you know, if we have to swap them out, we do.
Okay. You have very high standards. Hold on.
We're going to test them. Oh,
this is Albert Bichot from Bourgogne. And it's a dry champagne. Deanne is really responsible. She has a professional job. And so she's going to stick with her, what are you drinking?
Diet Coke.
Her Diet Coke.
Good job, Deanne. Thank you.
Ellen and I are self-employed. And we have different standards for our work environment. So we'll be drinking the bubbles. Whenever I see Albert Bichot, I always think Albert the bitch. I don't know why. It's like if you rearrange the letters, all you have to do is get rid of the O and it's bitch. So
I love it.
I love my husband goes, you have more fun at work than I do, I think. And then at first I was like trying to be like, oh no, that's not true. And they're like, Yeah, we do.
We have only so much fun. Here.
You're right.
We invited you on the podcast because you're the perfect person for the game Ellen developed. She is a great podcast.
I'm a game developer.
Yeah, she is. She's very fancy. But we need to talk a little bit first.
Okay.
Ellen, why don't you start us off? What are you reading right now?
Well, I'm still working through Murder Your Employer and The Left Hand of Darkness. Still excellent. The problem is not with the books. The problem is with my stamina.
Okay.
I am falling asleep easily. Ooh. Also, I've been watching a lot of television. I've been watching The Jinx. I've been watching Palm Royale. I've been watching Survivor. I've had some television problems. So just,
yeah, if you're loving Palm Royale, we just brought that into the store.
Yeah, I need to read that book. But I am listening to the sequel to Done and Dusted by Lila Sage. I'm listening to Swift and Saddled.
Ellen really loves Westerns. And I know this is not, like, the art makes it look more Western than it is, right? The pop art.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, modern Western.
Modern Western.
It takes place on a ranch in Wyoming. The Rebel Blue Ranch.
What was that show we used to watch in the late 80s? Hey, Dude.
Hey, Dude. Oh, my God. Hey, Dude was so good.
Romance happened there.
Romance did Teen romance. Happen there. What were their names again?
Oh, I can't
it
remember.
It was Melody and...
Oh, my God. Way to
Teddy,
bring it back.
Teddy. Yes. So, Swift and Saddled. So, the first one is about Emmy. She comes back to the family ranch. She falls in love with kind of like her enemy, her brother Gus's best friend, Brooks. Okay. The second book is her other brother, Wes, who's like the nice kid in the family. He's like a nice guy. Okay. And he is like taking this old house on the ranch and he's going to make it into like a bed and breakfast. And so this designer is coming to town to help him like do the interior design of it. Well, they meet at a bar before. They don't know that they're going to be working together. And they have a little like makeout sesh. And then oops. That's shit, the best. They're working together.
Do they discover it while in the makeout session?
No, like, no, they've discovered the next day.
The next day. They're like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
How are we going to get through our attraction?
Yeah. So it's very good. I'm enjoying it.
Cool.
Deanne, what are you reading?
So I just finished Funny Story by Emily Henry.
Oh, yeah.
So good. And I just am getting ready to start Bridesmaid for Hire by Megan Quinn. I love Megan Quinn.
Oh, yeah. Megan Quinn sells really well at her store.
Yeah. And then my non-rom-com that I'm reading right now is The Vanished by Kara Putman. So it is a legal suspense, and it's set in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. And it's around stolen art from World War II.
Ooh, cool.
It's very good.
Yeah, especially if it brings in, like, real history.
She does. She's amazing with that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And what are you reading, Amanda?
I just am finishing the advanced reader copy of the new Laura Dave. Laura Dave wrote The Last Thing He Told Me, which was made into a miniseries starring Jennifer Garner. I had read it. It was really good. Great suspense, great relationship development. And the new one is called The Night We Lost Him. I played this game the other night with my daughter, who's 10. I showed her the cover of the book and I was like, tell me what genre this book is. Based on the cover, because, you know, like, there's the font, there's the title, there's the image in the background. And I wanted to see if she had caught onto those cues yet. And she started with realistic fiction. I was like, yes, it is. And then within realistic fiction, what genre is it? And so she just kind of scanned the cover and she found the word thriller. She was like, mystery thriller. I was like, yeah, you got it. But anyway, it has... Laura is praised for her relationship development within the thriller genre. That's what her publisher really likes about her. Okay. So it is about a father who has died under mysterious circumstances. He's in his, like, I get the sense he was in his mid to late 60s. And he had this small cottage on a really fancy parcel of land in Southern California, and it's on a cliff, and he has, you know, walked this cliff line, you know, for decades and never had any trouble, but he went over one night. And the local police say that it was an accident, but the children are suspicious. The adult children think that there's more to the story. The story behind this father is that he had had many marriages with several children resulting. And the adult children have grown up kind of kept separate. The father stayed involved in each of their lives, but did not combine them as a family. And so in the wake of his death, the step siblings are kind of coming together and saying, this doesn't feel right. And the mystery thriller ensues as they begin to uncover a long history of secrets in the father's life. So I really enjoyed that. And I'm really excited because I just got from Rachel, she brought me the advanced reader copy of God of the Woods by Liz Moore, which Ellen praised it significantly. Praised thee, amazing.
Praise be Liz Moore.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for that. And I'm also going to read, I mentioned last week on the podcast that I was bringing in some of Ruthie Thorpe's backlist. It arrived. Yay. So I'm going to read Ruthie Thorpe, and I'm going to read Liz Moore's new book. So I'm really excited. You've been up to some fun, Deanne. This kind of...
You also have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I'm envious.
Yeah, she's so happy and positive and smiley and laughy all the time. Like,
and you're like the busiest person.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime I see you, it's like, what are you doing?
You have
like,
a million irons in the fire. Yeah, you have a professional job, as we previously discussed. You have many involvements. You run a book club. You have a child who's involved in many things. But I feel like this anecdote really lays the groundwork for just how much of a rom-com enthusiast you are. Where were you last night after just getting back from Indiana?
Indiana. I left home at 4:45 Sunday morning to go to the airport to go to Indiana. Got home about 7 o'clock Tuesday night, and then about 11:30 yesterday morning, we drove to Minnesota to see Geneva Rose and Abby Jimenez at the Granada Theater last night, sponsored by Majors and Quinn.
Yeah, they're a great bookstore. Yeah. So tell people who those two individuals are that you saw.
So
I
went for Abby Jimenez, who writes rom-com, a little bit on the spicy side, not super spicy. And I just love her books. They always have a mental health aspect. They always have great relationships. And there is an Abbyverse where they're all sort of interconnected and you get to see people from previous books, you know, in their afterlife after their book. And so, you know, it's a true happy ever after.
What are the two other things? I am not a rom-com reader, but I know that there are two other things that always appear in her books.
So,
right.
I think, yes. So we did do the pilgrimage and we stopped at Nadia Cakes.
And Nadia Cakes is?
A cupcake store. So she started on Cupcake Wars.
The author did.
The author, mm-hmm. Abby Jimenez. She's not a culinary trained and she's not a trained writer. She taught herself both of those things. And so we stopped at the Nadia Cupcake store. Uh-huh. And my intention was that we were going to buy cupcakes and take home.
Yeah.
And my friend that I was with decided that what we were going to do is cut all of the cupcakes in halves and fourths and taste all of the cupcakes there. So I tasted, I copped out at, I think, 10. And I had a little bit of a sugar high going on, but definitely worth the stop.
Did you have a favorite flavor? Or did they all blend together?
No, they're all so distinct. The raspberry lemonade was probably my favorite flavor. Mm. I did not try the Just for Summer, which is the special one for her new book right now.
Which is called?
Because I was full of sugar at that point, and I didn't want to lose the joy of it because my friend said that was her favorite. So.
Oh, man. And then aside from the cupcakes that appear, there's something else that appears.
There's always some sort of animal. Is that where you're going for?
So. Because she has like a famous dog, right?
She has multiple famous TikTok dogs. So that is her other thing. And if you are familiar with her TikTok dogs, Tess and Stuntman Mike were both at the event last night and we got to see both of them.
Did they come out and just make a cameo or did they like hang the whole time?
They did. They came out and just made a cameo. There were a lot of people. It was full. And so I think Stuntman Mike got a little bit nervous, but Tess came out. She was off leash. She was just walking around. And if you've watched Abby's videos, she did her roo a couple of times. And I have to tell you, I have a 12-year-old son who knows Abby Jimenez from Tess and Stuntman Mike. And so I got a video of Tess running around and he goes, "You didn't tell me Tess was going to be there."
That was the showstopper there.
It was a surprise.
Yeah. Okay, but just to show how next level you are, you just saw Abby Jimenez. What do you have in the near future?
So next Wednesday, we're heading to Greenville, South Carolina to see her at M. Judson Bookstore. And so there's an event or and signing lines, and I think we got signing lines, but I've always wanted to do a girls' book trip. And so my friend at work has been doing a lot of traveling. So I got her into audiobooks and rom-com audiobooks. And so she fell in love with Abby Jimenez because she always already knew her from Stuntman Mike. And so we got this idea that we were going to go on this trip and we got the South Carolina tickets. And then they opened up more Minnesota tickets.
And why not?
I kind of thought, well, then we won't go to South Carolina. Turns out we're going to South Carolina too.
Yes.
I love that.
So we're going to do a whole little girls weekend. So we'll leave Wednesday night, I think. We'll get in Wednesday night and then the event is Thursday night. And then we're going to see the area. It's a cute little college community, I think at the base of the mountains, and it's known for its waterfalls. And they have ones you can hike to and they have ones that are downtown that you don't have to exert energy for.
Wonderful. So
I'm in for those.
That's so perfect. Well, as mentioned prior, Ellen developed a game in your honor.
I'm so excited.
Do you know what this is? I told Rachel to approve it with you so you didn't feel like you were being sexually harassed.
That's always good. Okay. Yes, I do know what it is, and I have told my son he cannot listen.
Ellen, tell us about your game. Does it have a name?
No, I didn't name it, but basically it's I'm going to read you a sex scene from a book I know you've read, and I am changing names if names appear. So we're not going with like...
See, that's the hard part.
Male characters here, okay? And here's how it works. You have to guess the title of the book and the author.
Okay.
Okay, that's a point.
Okay.
If you want bonus points, you name the characters involved in the sex scene.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I might struggle with the character names, but...
Me too. I forgot to write them down, so...
Then I win all of the bonus points.
I kind of remember some of them. All right. Are you ready?
And the prize is bragging rights, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the prize is bragging rights, and you can come back after your real job, and we'll give you alcohol.
That works too.
Yes, you can.
You can do it.
I'm ready. I can tell. Look, hold on. I gotta get my.
You need to drink some more.
I gotta drink some more. I gotta get my maturity together.
Whoa!
Just like what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I.
It's about to get real messy over here. Explosive.
Sorry about that. That was really unprofessional of me.
This is a professional environment.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I know. Forgotten how to pour champagne. Thank you.
I'd love to surprise you and know it right now, but I'm pretty sure that sentence is in every book I've read recently. Yeah.
I know. I think you'll be able to figure this one out.
Okay.
I'm ready. I can tell. He slid his lips up my neck and whispered in my ear. When you get the right answer, I'm going to take you against this wall pedal. Do you want that? I squirmed under his touch. You know I do. What was the first programming language commonly used? He pressed his middle finger into me, curling it and stroking at the same time. As my head circled the sensation, trying to grasp the ends of my memory through the haze of my pleasure.
That was an excellent narration.
That was a great reading of an awesome book called Technically Yours by Denise Williams.
Yay, you got it!
Okay. And it's Cord and Pearl.
Yes, you got it.
Ding, ding, ding. 4 points.
4 points. 3 points.
Four. Title, author, two
okay,
character
we'll do
names.
4 points. All right.
I'm glad I at least got one.
I know. I'm not surprised.
Right there, she chokes out. Can you? A little harder. Ah! Calm down, guys. I hum against her core, pulling at the taut butt of her clit. As her back begins to bend, her hips jerking as if trying to escape of their own accord. I grip her thighs tighter, sucking at her messily as she softly gasps my name. Her skin under my hands is almost as hot as the softer flesh between her legs, so warm that it almost feels like she might melt against my tongue. With every pull of my lips, there is another trickle of her slick. Each little bit only worsening those urges to bury myself inside her and keep her knotted until morning.
It's one of two.
Okay.
You only get one guess.
I know. I have to think which author it sounds like. Oh, I know what it is. It's The Fake Engagement by... I had to look that one up, Lana Ferguson. But The Fake Engagement, I knew.
You're close.
Is it The Bride by Ally Hazel?
No, it's The Fake Mate by Lana Ferguson.
The Fake Mate.
So you get
half a point.
Okay, you get 1 point because you got the author right.
Do you have names? I looked that one up. I
don't remember the names. Okay, the names were Noah and McKenzie.
Noah and McKenzie.
So she gets 1.5. She gets half the title, and she got 1 for the author. I'm a generous grader.
You are. I like this. Keep drinking.
I want to bruise his thighs, eat him whole. The galaxy inside me expands too fast in a world-ending way. The feel of him, his patient, trembling hands on my waist and full mouth on my breasts and his urgent body feeling me, filling me, sends me into a euphoric trance. I start slow, but eventually animal instinct takes over, slippery and wild. It's so good, it's speechless, gasping sex. It's take up the whole bed sex. It's screaming into his ear, laughing into kisses as we slow down and check in with each other sex. It's slow, shared breath, tiny movement and fast, headboard slapping sex. When he finally comes, behind me, curled over my back and trapping me in a savage, tender cage, the room falls still for the first time in an eternity. End scene.
I have a guess, but it is just a rough guess. Is that Wildlife by Opal Y?
No. Oh. It is The True Love Experiment by Christina Lauren.
How did I miss that one? At the beginning, I thought it was the new Lauren King Jessen, but she doesn't go that descriptive, so I knew pretty quick that it wasn't her.
Okay, this one we are subbing names in.
Oh, okay. See, if it were the names, I think I would be.
Oh, yeah. What were the names of the... I already gave it away on that one. You can just have those points. Do you remember the names?
Fizzy.
Fizzy and...
Did that really matter? He wasn't the cinnamon roll. He wasn't the vampire. He was the producer. It was a fairly... like a Ken or something like that.
She's on it.
As Rachel grabs her copy from her desk.
Oh, yeah. Connor.
Fizzy, yeah. And Connor. Cute.
Ken, Connor. I was...
You're close.
You were close. Yeah. You were on the right track.
Yeah.
All right.
Just a quick point on that book, even though I missed getting it.
You got Fizzy.
I got Fizzy. So our Between the Covers book club started with the Soulmate Equation, where Fizzy first appeared, and we told the authors that we wanted a Fizzy book, and they said, no, there will never be a follow-up book. That's too... You don't take side characters and make them main characters. And so
you were an influence.
The day that they announced that Fizzy was getting a book, I tagged Rachel in it and I was screaming emojis. I'm like, did you hear me screaming from the other town? Because I was so excited.
You did
for that
it,
book.
Deanne.
And then I didn't catch it. That's why it's so bad that I didn't get that one.
Well, to be fair, those sex scenes are very descriptive, but there's not that dialogue or names in that one. This one
that
is
could
all
have been,
dialogue.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I think so. This is really challenging. You're so wet, Betty said, thumb dipping into her heat and then out again. Veronica's hips lifted toward the ceiling and she laughed. I told you I was. I want you so bad, Betty. Betty positioned the head of the dildo at Veronica's entrance, leaning down to kiss her. You have me, she said, against Veronica's mouth. Then fuck me, Veronica said. Fuck me with your cock, please. Betty leaned up again to focus, relishing the view of the red dildo sliding into Veronica's wet warmth.
This has to be Iris Kelly, and I can't remember the full name of the book.
You are correct. It is Iris Kelly Doesn't Date.
We'll give you that.
That's... Iris Kelly. So that is the third in a series. It's a really good series. And I'm stalling because the name of the author for that series is...
I feel like I might get this.
Is it Ashley Herring Blake?
Yes.
Boom!
Yes.
The non-romance reader. I know our stock.
Yes. Very, very good.
I'll share that point with her.
Do you remember the characters?
Well, Iris Kelly.
Iris is one, yes.
It's the first last name I've gotten. I cannot remember her love interest. The love interest was, they were in a play together that was like a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Stevie is the other character.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten that.
All right. Archie tried to inhale a steadying breath, but it brought her scent along with it and only succeeded in making him salivate. Press his finger a little deeper inside of her just to watch the pulse jump at the base of her neck. Betty. Lord, he sounded like the big bad wolf. Be 100% honest with me now. Are you sure about this? Fingers flexing on his shoulder, she nodded vigorously. Yes, positive. Thank God. Why do you sound so relieved? I thought you were going to be responsible and call a stop to everything. That would be the responsible thing to do, he agreed. Even while biting a path down the center of her body, nipping at her tits, her belly, her thighs, before bringing the flat of his tongue up firmly between the folds of her sex. Your first time should be in a soft bed, somewhere familiar, comfortable. He pressed the V of his fingers over her flesh and strip of blonde hair, opening her up to him, and he could only wish for sunlight to see her better, to memorize every ripple and shadow. And here I am, getting ready to fuck you on the hard ground. Flat on your back with your dress around your waist, aren't I, sweetheart?
I'm pretty sure that is Bride by Allie Hazelwood.
It is not.
It is not.
It is Secretly Yours by Tessa Bailey.
Really? And they were at the winery.
So they fucked at a winery. That's where
that's where the ground is.
Oh, okay.
And she does gardening. And I can't remember their names.
Hallie was the girl, I think.
I can't remember.
That's so long ago. It doesn't matter.
Well, they fucked at a winery on the hard ground.
Yep. But in context, it definitely has the bride. Very good. That was a good, tricky one.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I don't know. Let me clear my throat.
Makes you appreciate audiobook narrators.
It also does. Makes you appreciate, like, when we have talked to Denise about her writing process, she has no blush factor. Like, she talks about picking her vocabulary and the scenes and how, like, it takes quite a lot of skill and balls,
yeah,
to be explicit, to find the right vocabulary where it's not awkward. You really appreciate someone who writes a sex scene well,
yeah,
because that's why I don't really listen to romance audiobooks. It's too awkward. I know. I can read it, but I can't listen to it
when I read it.
If they're too spicy, I can't listen to them. I have to read them. Yeah, in the same way.
Yeah, it feels not real.
Yeah.
It feels cheesy.
Yeah.
All right. He glides the fabric of my underwear across my clit, and my back arches at the burst of pleasure that radiates through my body, so sweet I can taste it. He captures my mouth with his again in a hungry assault, his tongue sliding against mine as his fingers stroke me through the fabric, expertly using it for friction. I try to rock my hips against his hand for more, but my feet dangle off the desk, robbing me of leverage. I can only have what he decides to give me. Touch me, I demand, my fingernails biting into the back of his strong neck, desire pounding through me like a drumbeat. His voice is ragged against my mouth. If I get my hands on you, really honestly get my hands on you, I don't know if I'll ever be able to stop. He would. I know it in my soul. That's why I trust him with my body. My heart, it isn't playing into this decision. Stop being so fucking honorable and fuck me, Archie.
Is that a real name?
No.
So, I have a guess, but now I've guessed it so many times I don't think it's right. Give me a hint. The desk is the part, because I always say I don't like workplace romances, but I end up reading a lot of them. You think you would remember that?
A desk breaking apart.
Yeah.
Or other furniture, like a wardrobe.
Oh, the wardrobe. Oh, yes. I know this one. Oh, hold on. I know it. Which one is it, though?
I didn't think there was underwear.
There wasn't underwear in that universe.
Yeah. Okay.
It's one of two.
It is.
I'm down to one of two. So the author is...
Well, just think about how the second one went. How long it went. Versus the first one.
So we're... Why am I blanking on the author's name right now? That is insane. She was just... The most recent post I saw about her, Rebecca Yarros, is the author's name.
Yes, you got it.
And she was listening to Who's Afraid of Little Old Me from Tortured Poets Department, which is a perfect, perfect song for her to be adding to her playlist for writing.
The character names, because you can get those points.
It should be so easy.
Well, when you read 150 books a year, it does work. Well,
and I read these two in like quick succession, and then it's been a while since I read them. It's Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. Yep. So Iron Flame, the main scene is on the throne, but I can't remember if the wardrobe scene is in Iron Flame or if it's in the Fourth Wing.
It's Fourth Wing.
It's Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the main...
Because then what else blows up? The thing I always remember is the windows.
The windows,
glass shattering sex,
everything, everything.
Maybe I need to read.
But
this
the main scene that is in Iron Flame is in the throne room. I do remember that one.
Okay, hey.
Character names.
I can't remember her name.
Violet and Zayden.
Violet Zayden. And Zayden. Yeah, Zayden. For some reason, I can remember, but I can't remember the other guy.
Dane.
It was, yeah. Are you team Dane or are you team Zayden in book one? It was easy to be
so
one or the other.
A couple of pages into this book, I put off reading this one until I knew the second one was coming out because I don't like cliffhangers. And a couple pages into the second one, I said, if she doesn't end up with Zayden, I'm putting this book down and not finishing it. So I was pleased with this book.
I like waiting till things are all the way out too.
I know, right? But then if enough don't sell, well, she's not having that problem, but you know, you always feel bad if they don't sell enough, right? And they don't finish it,
and then everyone's talking about it and then gets spoiled for you.
Yeah.
All right, we have three more to go. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Like a sculptor studying his next subject, he stared at her, taking her in, memorizing each curve of her body and every wisp of her hair, his own body consumed by the pleasure of gazing upon her. Waiting for something, she purred, her fingertips trailing along her breast, down her impossible soft skin, and toward her opening. I'm trying to take my time to make sure I remember this. She smiled and propped her body up on one elbow as her other hand traced her sex, her fingers glistening with her own wetness. He had to pull on his cock to relieve the pressure. Don't worry, I won't let you forget. He moved toward her, took her hand, and sucked her wetness off her fingers. Then, without any hesitation, he thrust into her body, both of them simultaneously releasing moans that had clearly agonized them for the last several years. Warm fuzzies swathed his entire being.
Ooh, several years. I thought I knew what it was till that. Rachel, I need a clue. I'm phoning a friend.
Phone a friend. It came out in December of 2023, so like borderline.
So fairly new.
The sequel was recently cover revealed. That I was really excited about.
So December 2023, there were a lot of really good books that came out all at once.
Which is kind of impressive because a lot of times publishers aren't putting out their best work in December. because they want more of the holiday shopping access. So who yeah. was good in December?
It's the title is a spoof off of a movie.
I know what it is. What is it?
I'm going to say it wrong. Raiders of the Lost Ark by Joe Segura.
You're right. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
So I'll give that was, whole point.
Yeah, that was, I had a lot of help on that one. That was a really good book. I really enjoyed that. That was one, I remember we were standing at the checkout counter and we were giggling at all the new release titles. And we got to that one and I said, oh yeah, pre-order that for me. I have to have it. Don't need to know anything else about it. And you laughed. You said, I love watching you too.
Because we were going through like all of the
pages. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was coming out.
Yeah.
And we're just standing there and we're like, oh yeah, bring that one on.
Yeah. Deanne is a very enthusiastic romance buyer. Like you are an optimist.
That one, though, that one fulfilled every hope I had for that book. That was
a good. It's got a great little cover to it, too.
It's so cute.
It's very cute. All right. This one is going to be short.
Okay.
This would be easier if you smelled a little less fuckable, he says. he says raggedly. But I hear the clinking sound of his belt, and then I feel it. The head of his cock. Pressing against the soaked panties that stick to my pussy. I free myself to reach down, stroke his length, and he makes a choked sound. It's hot and large, but the thing at the base, his knot, hasn't swelled yet. Last time it inflated when he came. I want to know if that's the norm, but asking will send Archie into another spin of concern, and I don't need him to worry about me. Please, I beg, please put it in.
This has to be Brian.
Yeah.
there is a
weird.
You got it this time.
I have heard this phenomenon. Just explain it. It's not a spoiler. I have heard this nodding. Explained several times, and I just can't buy into this concept.
I feel like nodding is something that most women would not like.
Okay.
Tell somebody said the other day, and it cracked me up, I don't have time for that.
No, exactly. Right?
It was Rachel. Like, get out of me. For that.
Once you're done,
yeah,
pull it out.
And it's on. Something to do with animals, right? And it's wolves.
Okay.
So it stays blown up, and so you can't separate.
Yeah, you're like stuck together.
And it's to ensure that the sperm will, like, it's to ensure that
the survival of the species.
Yes, so exactly. To explain, the male character is a werewolf.
Yes.
And when
all the best male characters are werewolves. Sorry.
Do you have the character names?
I can't remember the character names, but it's my favorite Allie Hazelwood book.
Misery?
So even with this weird ass shit, it's your favorite Allie Hazelwood.
Yes.
So she's a vampire.
She's a vampire, but she was separated from her family very, very young.
Uh-huh.
She was given as like a tribute to
the werewolves.
Ensure, I don't think it was the werewolves. It was the humans.
To the humans.
To ensure peace between the species. So if you have one of ours and I have one of yours, then we won't kill each other.
So the vampires have a human?
Yeah. I see the vampires have a human, and somehow the werewolves.
It has to be someone
valued.
She's like a princess.
Okay. So, anyway, the vampire and the werewolf hook up, and she discovers that werewolves have a knot. They shoot.
Alpha
werewolves
yes.
have a hairy knot that they shoot. This is what I've heard. I've heard this. I've not read this. A hairy knot.
Experienced it
firsthand. That shoots out with their stuff. And blocks
expands.
We have this.
The base expands.
And it goes, so then it locks and you can't.
It locks into your vajayjay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and allows the werewolf sperm to hang out longer for optimal implantation.
Yes.
And then it removes. And as Rachel was saying, she doesn't have time for that.
Yeah. Nobody has time for that.
Get out.
No woman is into that.
I got shit to do.
No woman is into that.
But go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think we like the idea of a big cock.
Sure, but we don't need a knot that hangs out afterwards. It sounds like what I pull out of the drain after I've showered. Yeah, like, that's what I can hear when I hear people talking about this werewolf hairy knot. I'm like, it sounds like my hair. after the shower.
This is a triple X rated episode.
Yes. Okay. Rachel describes it as
the title of the episode.
Triple X.
This is a triple X.
Okay. So Rachel is describing it in more favorable terms. It's a hairy ball sack. It's a third ball sack that inserts. I just see it as a wad of hair.
Okay,
gross.
Cool. Okay, cool. All right.
You got one more for us?
Cool. We learned some things about anatomy. Good job, everybody. Okay.
But I have to say, the reason it's my favorite, Allie Hazelwood, she's done a lot of scientific novels, mm-hmm. and those play really well with an engineering town, and our group always loves them when we have them. So we started early on the Allie Hazelwoods.
Yeah.
And she is a science fiction fan, and so her first novel, The Love Hypothesis, started as fanfic from Star Wars, I think, right?
Yep.
And so what I see Bride as, and the reason I love this book, is she's not working in the real world. She let her creativity go and she built this whole world, and I love the world building. And I just, it's like next level Allie Hazelwood. I love it. It's so good. Awesome. Can't wait for the next one.
You're such a fan.
I know.
All right, this is our last one. You ready?
Yeah, I don't know if you are.
Lass, he growled out, his pulse insistent, needy. Archie pressed kisses along her stomach. If someone did come in, we could say I dropped something. He knocked her pens and highlighters to the floor, where they landed with a dull clatter on the carpet. He held her gaze as he sank to his knees. Betty's belly pulled in with her startled breath, but her fingers wound into his hair and tightened. Good idea, she said, her voice husky. He nipped against the smooth warmth of her inner thigh before hooking a finger inside her panties and pulling them to the side. Oh, fuck, Betty breathed out. He licked and sucked until she was panting. She braced her hands on the table behind her, head thrown back in pleasure, white shirt tangled around her wrists, black skirt hitched around her waist.
See, you would think the Scottish thing would give it away, but I love Scottish novels. So this could be one of a number.
Okay.
I have a suspicion it's this month's pick for book club.
Which is?
But it could be another book too. So it's either Do Your Worst or A Kilt Trip.
Okay. I will say it is one of those.
Okay. So both of them are really good, and then the pens and the highlighters could fit for both of them, but I'm going to go with Kilt Trip.
Good job. You're
right. You got it.
But I don't know the author, and that's horrible because it's this month's...
Alexandra Kiley.
Alexandra Kiley. It is this month's book for Between the Covers Rom-Com Book Club, and our first meeting is May 12th, this Sunday, and our last meeting is the Saturday before Memorial Day, so...
Do you know your character names?
I don't know the character names.
You will by book club, Betty.
Archie and Betty.
It's not Archie and Betty. Every time you say Betty, I think of the Taylor Swift song.
We've been listening to a lot of Taylor Swift at my house.
We have. I have too.
My son is into it right now.
It's so good. What are our character names for Kilt Trip?
Addie. And? Broken. Russian. Broken.
So
Scottish Jew with a B.
Addie helps small tour guide groups become more efficient. And he is the son of a family tour guide company. And he has his little special places that he goes that are off the path. And she wants him to go to all the known places. And together they find a way to make the business profitable.
Aww.
Doing both.
Aww. Cute. So cute. So cute.
I love it. And a little spicy.
And
too.
It's a little spicy. Both of those books are really good though.
So what would you say are the ingredients to a well done sex scene? We just read several of them.
Yeah.
What do we feel is like essential?
So it's really funny that you say that because we talk about that sometimes in book club. And there are different words that will turn book club members off.
Okay.
So it has to be the right words in the right context. So
you mean like for parts?
Yes, for all the parts.
Okay.
So we had a book last summer that everybody enjoyed. It had the ROM. It was really cute. But there was one word that was repeatedly used in the sex scenes, and it just
threw everybody.
I can't remember now. Get thee off my lawn. I can't remember what it was, but the one word
was like took all the fun out of it for everybody. Okay. It kept distracting.
It broke the moment.
Yeah.
If you like onion breath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you have to have, I need the slow burn. So it doesn't have to be slow throughout the book. It doesn't have to be at the end of the book, but I need a build up. I'm not as good with the jump right in on the first page and have no context. Mm-hmm.
You don't feel it.
Yeah. Okay. One of my favorite books is Hook, Line, and Sinker, which is a Tessa Bailey.
Yes.
But it's the second in the series. And if you go back and read them together, the first book is part of the slow burn of the second book. And so that is just my favorite, because by the time they have sex, you want them to have sex.
Okay. What is your ideal Pepper rating? So most people I rate books on stars. Many people use star ratings. So I do 1 through 5 stars. And in romance, you assign a Pepper rating to the level of spiciness in the sex scenes. What's an ideal Pepper rating for you?
So we have a kind of matrix that we use, and you can share it with the book notes.
Yeah.
But 1 is little to no, 2 is closed door, 3 is a few sex scenes with prosy words, and then 3.5 is a few sex scenes with explicit language. 4 is a lot of sex scenes and very explicit language. And then 5 is most of the book is
sex scenes.
Okay. Sex scenes with explicit language.
Yeah. It's written porn.
Yeah. So my sweet spot is probably 3, 3.5, sometimes 4.
Okay.
The book club tends to like the 4, 4.5. And we have a couple members that are definite 5s. And so if we need book recommendations, we can always get them from them. But I like it a little sweeter. We've had a couple of 1s and 2s and 1 that they told me was a -2. But
oh my gosh, a -2. Very sexually frustrated.
It was a really sweet book and we loved it. But it's hard because when we rate the books at the end of book club, we try to come up with a consensus on how many chili peppers it is. And I kind of am always trying to find one that they'll call a 4.
Uh-huh.
And they're always starting with 2 and 3. And I'm like, come on, guys. Like, I worked on this one.
To me, it's like, is the set, like, I think of it as not how many sex scenes are in the book, like, how hot are the sex scenes? Like, how explicit are they?
Yeah.
But I guess 5 maybe is just erotica, because there are books that are just like erotica. They're porn books.
Yeah.
That's what they are, which is cool. That's cool.
Yeah. And there's a lot
of romance is like 2 or 3 sex scenes, right?
Yeah.
And they don't happen until the second half of the book.
Yeah. So is it Chloe Angel when she does, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but she always said there's like, is it 40% in, you have to have a really good sex scene. I think if you're waiting until the last half of the book, my readers in the book club are not happy with me.
Yeah. You know how to deliver.
I try.
But it needs to be slow burn enough, though. You know what I mean? Like you have to keep wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the payoff has to be there.
And there's usually 1 failed attempt. There is a pattern.
Oh, yes.
There has to be a failed attempt.
Yeah.
Like in Swift and Saddled in the kitchen when they're making microwave popcorn, failed attempt.
For me, that's part of the burn. Like, you have to build up to it. Like, I want them to be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, rip your clothes off. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your expertise. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for your amazing contributions to Dog-Eared Books. Both, I mean, as Ellen said, your pre-ordering informs our ordering. You are an expert and you have created a really awesome romance reading community in Between the Covers. So thank you, Jan. Cheers to you with our empty glasses.
And your Diet Coke.
And your Diet Coke. Nice job.
Cheers.
So what's popping this week? Rachel, we're going to bring you in the loop because, yeah, Rachel, this is one of your favorite authors or author duos.
Correct.
We've had the honor of hosting Christina Lauren for an author event in the past. Tell us about the newest novel from Christina Lauren popping on shelves this week.
First of all, come back and see us. We miss you. I saw your jumpsuit, Christina. Looking good. You can come triplet with Amanda and I. She's the same jumpsuit as us, and it looked so good. So Paradise Problem, it's like gonna be a perfect great summer read. Marriage of convenience. You get two characters who
I can't imagine marrying for convenience.
Right?
Like, that's ballsy.
They've done a marriage of convenience before. I know for sure one time. I can't remember if more than that. Mm-hmm. But I liked how this one played out, especially in the beginning. The first chapter, you're reading it. And it made me as if I double took. And so it's kind of like an instant. It's not a spoiler, but I'm not going to say it because in the moment when you're reading it, you're like, wait, what the heck happened? But essentially the two characters have to fall back into their charade of being married. One character doesn't realize they're still married. Wow. And it's a little bit of a Pretty Woman situation. Like, we're going to just pretend for the family that we're married. We're a happy couple and go to my sister's wedding, except his family is essentially like, think if what's like Kroger is a big
grocery store,
Whole Food grocery store heirs of a grocery store go to a private island for the wedding. It's bougie. It's ridiculous. It's rich people shit. That's a little bit obnoxious. And then you have the main character she's an artist and she's down to earth and she's just like barely getting by. She takes care of her dad who has health issues and shit hits the fan on an island and it's sexy and fun and entertaining.
I love it. That was a great tee up. So grab it for your summer reads. Also sexy, but kind of fucked up and dark would be All Fours by Miranda July. I started reading this one. This is Miranda July's second novel. And I think we should just use some of the blurbs to describe this. It's called Hot and Weird and Captivating and One of the Most Entertaining, Deranged, and Moving Depictions of Lust and Romantic Mania.
Hot and Weird is such a strange description to put together, but people love
Hot and Weird.
It reminds me of, there's like a couple books we sell that I would probably describe without having read as hot, weird, and deranged.
Yeah. This one is about a woman who's looking for freedom at 45. She's a female artist.
Ooh, it's all the artsy books coming out this week.
Yeah. She's a female artist in a marriage, and I think she has a kid, and weird. She's feeling cornered in.
Ooh.
She needs something different. She needs freedom, and it's going to involve sex. So if you want deranged oddity, read All Fours by Miranda July this week.
Deranged oddity. I'm going to start using that more in my life.
Yeah. With that, keep the champagne flowing and the books going.
Wait, it's 515 week. Go support your Ames area businesses.
Cheers.
Remember to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And for more Dog-Eared Books hijinks, follow us on Instagram @DogEaredBooksAmes or on TikTok @DogEaredBooks.